All right, this is the Lonely Boys Podcast.
What's up?
Episode 8.
How's it going?
What are you just talking about?
Some shit.
Today I started that job.
Where is that? That tech job?
Yeah, I just move, disconnect and connect computers. Actually, I do none of the moving. The movers do that.
So you just put it all in a baggie, yeah? Cool. That's pretty cool. That's simple enough. But I also got hired for this company. Hope I can start soon. Because, yeah, I'm looking for employment.
Yeah. And we're doing it for the Warriors. I was helping them get kicked out of Oakland.
Yeah, get the fuck out of Oakland Warriors. I can't even speak on that. I'm not a sports fan. I think sports is for the sheep. We're ready for the slaughter. I like saying dumb shit like that.
I swear when I'm super loaded, when I think about sports, it's really crazy, you know? Especially football. Football is like super
dangerous.
Crazy and like... Just like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like gladiator, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's like gladiator status.
Yeah. It is. I'm pretty sure that's what people like it. Just watching two giant humans run into each other. It's entertaining. Same reason wrestling's entertaining, even though that's fucking fake as hell.
I swear when I'd be loaded, I'd just imagine like the stadium and then it turning into like an old stadium. You know?
Yeah. Well, you know, like, I don't know. I'm not.
And I especially hate the gang mentality guys. Like, yeah, I'm a Warriors fan. Fuck that guy. Like,
yeah.
I'm not I like the Warriors. But I like basketball, you know?
My brother's one of those guys. My brother doesn't know anything about the sport. She just knows it works.
I don't like football, though. Or baseball. Baseball.
Football's the only one I liked.
Yeah?
Because I knew they're getting hurt. It's like, I'm fucked up. Like, I really, like, if I'm going to watch something, it's like, you're either going to do something really cool to impress me or get hurt. That's why I like skateboarding. The only reason I enjoy football is because... Yeah, get brain damage, dummy.
Yeah, and I think basketball is like a smart sport, you know, a smarter sport.
Yeah. The whole thing about strategy and that chess guy I read his book about, he has a whole chapter about the strategy in basketball.
And you seen that video on WorldStar 2?
Yeah.
The one how like hockey is luck.
No,
and like basketball is more skill, cause it
it's repetitive and you get good at doing the.
And no, it's not even that. It's like, it kind of explained how like. Like one player affects the game way more than in basketball than in hockey. Yeah, but it's like one player affects the game way more than in like hockey. Like,
oh, I think I know what you mean. Well, no, like for example,
and hockey's hella fast paced.
I think hockey, we're talking about idiot sports. Hockey is an idiot sport. I think all sports in general, all team and organized sports, just like all organized religion, silly. But that's my opinion. I understand why people like them.
Religion too, that shit's crazy when you think about it, like
from the outside looking in, where it's like, I'm telling you that, well, that's what the whole new Satanist movement's about. Just like, if you want God in America, you gotta have Satan there too.
Even the sane Satanist people are kind of crazy though. I would never pour milk on myself or whatever they do.
That shit's
hilarious. I guess it is. It's like a troll. They're just trolls.
They're
right,
just trolling. Yeah,
yeah. But
that's another thing they've said. Satan is like the ultimate rebel, the ultimate troll, the ultimate activist. It's just like, you know, what people have been doing for years, using dark and obscure things to make uptight people uncomfortable.
The thing I thought was funny though is when the guy was explaining how the snake or whatever was trying to feed Jesus, or when he was in the desert.
Yeah.
Or Eve.
Oh, yeah.
the snake was trying to feed Jesus to convince him to eat and drink water and not do crazy things.
Yeah.
But it's like, or the, what's the other one?
Cain, when that one guy kills his son.
Yeah.
Don't kill a kid, man. Yeah.
And I just feel like it's funny how he used those facts of the devil, which were from the Bible, that he makes fun of.
Yeah, no, but basically what he was getting at there is that the devil's always been an antagonist, and that's what the whole idea of Satan is, just antagonism.
That's true.
And yeah, it's the, and also logic. It's like God's telling you this is a logical thing to be my believer, you have to kill your own son. That's not logical.
Yeah.
When God tells me to kill my son, fuck himself. That's just facts.
And then now that I know Aaron Cairo's a Scientology, I'm like, God damn, that blew my mind.
Nah, dude, the thing is, it's just that human beings are weak, inherently. We all need something, whether it's science, rationality, God, Satan, fucking Xenu.
Xenu.
We all need something to...
Aaron Cairo said retarded, too. On one of his videos.
You just said it too.
Huh? Yeah, but I don't portray myself as this good guy. As this.
That's true. No. Yeah, humans are weak, bro.
Like, if anybody calls me out on saying retarded, I'm like, oh yeah, I don't give a fuck. But if somebody calls Aaron Cairo, he's like, oh man, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, you know. But he meant it.
I don't know. Personally, I have no respect for any YouTube star.
And it's funny how they were editing it and they just kept it. And this is in the Braille Army days.
Yeah.
This is like...
It's...
What do Scientology people think about mentally challenged?
I don't know.
You know?
Like what most people think? I don't know. I really don't know.
Do they ever try to convert them?
Probably not, because usually cognitive impaired people don't have income, and that's what that whole thing is about, taking your income, not saving your soul.
That's true.
Yeah, I think at least the difference between like Christians, Muslims and stuff, they're trying to save you in some way. The other ones, they just want your money. That's ultimately what they want.
Religion, right? That was our religion, yeah. Religion minute.
I go for hours on that.
I was talking to Jason, and he was like, "Hey, I was like, you listen to the latest podcast?" He was like, "Is that the one you used to talk about voting?" I was like, "No, I don't think the new one's Xanax and Patron." Go watch it, episode 2 on Spotify or any platforms really that have podcasts.
That sounds funny. Yeah, I was talking about voting, Jason. Because believe it or not, unlike Nick Brown, I am actually a true intellect. I don't just pretend to try to make like our community in Oakland and these other things better. I actually want to. Nick, just pretend.
Hey, Jason says he's going to take both their jobs.
It's not that easy.
Yeah.
No, it's not that you take their jobs. Trust me, I tried. And no offense, Jason, but my resume is much more impressive than yours. And I can back that up. But anyway, you can try. It's not worth your time. YEP is a better organization. If you really want to help the youth, go work at YEP. At least they care about their youth.
That's crazy.
And that's my 2 cents on the Oakland nonprofit team.
You should start a nonprofit, Mario, saying.
Oh, I'm good.
What is it? Is this going to be like a... Does it have a catch like Lau Family?
Well, not that far. All I know is that it's good.
You just need to find it.
Yep. Like me and you.
Yeah.
That's as far as I got.
Hey, Leica.
I even have the funding. I just don't have the idea yet. There's this organization that'll help you start a nonprofit. The only caveat is that the CEO, CFO, and the clients all have to be the team.
Oh.
It's specifically because, like I've said this before, we're 52% of California, but we're 0.9% of funding for nonprofits and public health and just anything because, again, Latinos, specifically Mexicans, are seen as a workforce in this country. Anyway, so there's this whole bunch of rich Latinos who are trying.
Yeah, the movers were definitely all Mexican.
Yeah.
Yatted.
Yeah. And that's what I'm telling you. It's like, personally, I'm not trying to be nobody's blood boy or suck boy or anything like that. Those aren't actual jobs we do, guys. Those are just like funny things that I came up with. Also, I'm very frail, so I can't do labor. So I definitely would be someone's suck boy.
Blaze was saying his dad's company, or his dad, the company his dad works for, is hiring, but it's painters.
I don't know anything about that, yeah. But if they'll train me, that's as long as a place will train. Like, I applied to
He said, I don't know what he said. I think if you stay long enough, he said, or something, you get paid like 40 or something.
I don't, like, hour. As long as someone tells me, we'll show you what to do, and then let you do the work, that's fine. Shit, laugh fam, I'm telling you, I became a victim advocate without ever actually being trained. Imagine if they had trained me, I'd probably still be there, seriously. I was really good at that job.
But, that's what Benny Blanco does.
Well, that's what Daniel. My Uncle Menyo did until he retired. He used to make like 90K. Yeah. Yeah. No, like, I applied to be a mold technician for a dental company in Livermore. Uh-huh. They'll train you, and it's 19 an hour starting, and then once you get experience, it goes up to 25. See, I'm not picky. People think I'm picky. No, I just want to have skills. It's just like, I never know what to offer. It's like, I speak Spanish, and I type fast, and, like, I know that, I don't know, like, I understand statistics, and I can read research real good. That's not skills.
That girl that graduated psychology?
Yeah.
She was like, man, I'm having trouble finding a job. I told her, I was like, you know, sometimes it takes like a year, usually I read. And then she was like, a year?
Dude, it's because a lot of people, and I'm sure you can think of a lot of people, you know, think they're going to get out and immediately the door's open. And unfortunately, we're the most educated generation ever in America, so the competition's pretty stiff out there, kids. And it's not even about competition. That's the problem with all these smart kids. They all look at it that way. It's not a competition thing. It's just about being able to show that you have commitment. And also in the psych world, man. Yeah. Yeah.
But I told her, like, she's gonna find a job.
Yeah, it just takes time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's because back in the day, like, up until, like, I want to say 2003 or something, it used to be like that. You went to college, you got a sick-ass job. Because the workforce was smaller, companies were smaller, things were different. Like, it really used to, like, a lot of, like, Taiwanese friends that went to college, they're upper middle class to rich people now. Every time I talk, he talks. You hear that?
Yeah, that's crazy, huh?
Yeah. But it all comes with time. And also, another thing is, like, think about it. For every 5 millennials, 4 have degrees, right? Our parents' generation, for every 5, maybe 2. The difference being there, and also, our parents have been promoted into jobs that now, like, our parents work jobs that are meant for college students. So yeah. We have to wait for our parents, and some of us even our grandparents, to retire for us to get jobs. That's part of the problem. There's a lot more baby boomers than there is us.
Yeah.
Which is why I can't wait for all of
this. But this new job is a pretty good in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
IT industry.
I just want all the old people to die. Don't say that out loud. I don't care. Y'all ruined the planet. The Amazon's burning. Y'all niggas wanted Chevys.
You seen that thing online? where all the famous people are putting like
the wrong picture.
Yeah. Shout out Daily Mail, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
If it wasn't for Daily Mail, I wouldn't have no idea who Demi was. What's her name? Demi Rose?
No, I think. No. I think that's someone else.
Oh.
Yeah. Hers is with an M.
Demi.
I don't know. It's something weird and British. And like I said, I don't care for these sluts. I can't fuck them. Don't care for them.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know her name.
Not Demi Lovato. The other thought.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Be on the podcast, Demi, whatever your name is.
I think it's one of those hoes we gotta pay to even look at.
We can just check. We had this argument the first bonus podcast.
Yeah.
That's what I call them now.
Oh, okay, that's what they're called?
Yeah. The ones without you is bonus podcast. We talked about it, and they Googled who... The guy just pulled it up on his Instagram immediately.
It's... Yeah, like... I don't know. That whole thing is kind of strange to me. That's how I know I'm old. Because I really don't understand social media. Like, I don't get it. I think that's why I'll start it and then quit it. Because I don't understand it. And I get really bothered when I don't understand things.
You're telling me...
I truly don't.
I think
understand.
I did have an Instagram for like maybe I want to say a week, and I deleted it.
It's just I don't know how to explain. Maybe it's just cause like I spend a lot of time.
I think I spend more time on my MySpace page.
Same.
I didn't even spend that much time on MySpace.
But
it was mostly on my page.
But back then it was just like that's what I'm saying. I used to look at those websites as games. Like there was nothing more than. I don't know, I still don't understand it. What
Shout
it is,
out
it,
the South Park creator. You know about that MySpace one.
Oh, yeah.
You can put on your page.
Yeah, that's a little funny.
What else did I have on my page? Shout out.
It taught a lot of kids how to edit HTML. I used to know how to do that. I don't remember how to do it now. But
Shout out Wu-Tang Clan. I think I had a lot of Wu-Tang Clan videos. Man, I wish I could watch my MySpace right now, but it's deleted.
Oh, you deleted it? I think mine still exists. I never actually deleted it.
I deleted it. I was like, yeah. This is over with.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm old. Essentially, that's the... Based on, like, a lot of things that have been happening recently, I'm officially, like, old. Like, I'm at the end part of my 20s.
But it's gonna be way cooler with you there with the job.
Oh yeah, because
I'm just there, just standing. I had to talk to this guy from Davis. Cause look, this is what happened. I get there, and then I walk around. I'm like, all right, cause I get there like 30 minutes early. I walk around. There's no one, and then I walk one more time. I see a guy with the shirt.
Yeah.
The chunky white guy, and then. I was like, oh, you're part of the thing? He's like, yeah. And he told me about, like, he just told me all this stuff about, what do you call it, like, Murphy and McKay or whatever. And then, honestly, I forgot a lot of it because I was high at that point. At that point, I was loaded. But what did he say? I can't even think
of that. Yeah, funny.
What did he say? He said hella shit to me. I was just kind of ignoring him because he's a talker.
I'm not. I do not like
people
like that.
I asked him, where should we meet? Oh no, what did I asked him about payment. I might get paid for today.
Cool.
Like Friday.
Cool.
The coming up one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get paid every 2 weeks on Friday or whatever.
Cool. Yeah, I'm not a fan of like these people that like to chit chat. I'm not a chit chat. It's like it's
talking.
It's just like I like to talk, but like I don't like to just make small talk. It's weird. It's uncomfortable. It's like I don't know. I'm not a chit chatter. I'm a shit talker. That's what I do. I talk a lot of shit. Speak a lot of nonsense. Write a lot of jokes that no one reads.
Now you can put them up.
Put them up.
Somehow.
I just started workshopping jokes. Like,
yep.
I don't know, man. I don't even know where to start. So many, they're all so good. Ooh, I cracked myself up. So there you have it. That's my comedy routine right there.
So we're going to go to a quick commercial break really quick. On the quick speed. Wait, give me a second. All right, we're on the break.
I've never felt this before. Oh, wow.
All right, we're back from the commercial break. A week later. We thought we had recorded the second half, but I guess it got corrupted somehow, or we didn't record it.
Yeah, sorry, that was me sending a Snapchat. Oh fuck. So me and you just got out of work. It was interesting. It was super easy. But, yeah.
Hey, today, we didn't have to bag anything. We just empty bags.
Yeah. I bagged a lot of stuff.
Oh, that's true.
But I was looking for the stuff to bag. Because I wanted to actually learn how to do the job. Because, I don't know, bro. The guy who trained me, he walked away. Me, that wasn't training. You got it, I guess.
Yeah, for me, at least they did that to you. For me, they didn't even train me. They were just like, yeah, just check... They're just like, just check with me after you do the first one. She looked at it. I was like, that's all right.
It's because I bet they don't even fucking care.
You know why they do that? Those papers are, if they do fuck up, they can fire somebody.
They fire me. It's to cover their own asses, right? Because basically all the managers are essentially sales guys, right? Yeah. If they fire me, I don't care. It's a good job, but I got another one.
The thing I don't like about it is just how easy people can just get hired by this guy. It's a weird bunch of people.
Very strange. I don't know. My favorite was the guy with the dreads. He helped me. He was very helpful.
Yeah, he was cool. He probably was cool with us because he immediately seen we was loaded.
Because
I still probably look loaded.
Yeah.
Now that I have the keychain. With the weed keychain.
Now I think about it, I went in on some snacks. I was fucking gone.
I wish they had better snacks, but they were pretty good for free.
Yeah.
Imagine working there.
I contemplated taking a pack of gum, but I was like, nah, that's too much.
You should have. There's hella packs.
That's crazy. No,
but you seen what they wanted you to do? Actually, just take one from the
pack. Oh, that's what it said?
No, it was just like one that was open already.
Oh. Ha! Ah, suckers. Ooh, oh, fuck.
That's good. Yeah. I was really debating getting the touchpad mouse for the Apple. I was like, I could just go.
Yeah.
Like what I did with the pin. That I finessed.
That's a nice pin.
Huh?
That's a nice pin.
Now that I've done that, every time I go, the first time I finessed. But now I just be looking like, what could I finesse for?
Yeah, it's an interesting job. It's easy. Like, way, honestly. That job's probably easier than fucking park and fly.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because I'm a doer. I'm not a sit down and talk to people guy.
Yeah, the good thing is you don't have to deal with customers. That's why I like that.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. It's just like busy work. Maybe that's why it feels ridiculously easy to me. But I've done like busy work and I don't know. Maybe this is because it's something that I've done. Whatever. It's cool. Fucking spider, die! It's still alive. There's so many spiders out right now. Fucking spider. Sorry this half is kind of like not congruent at all with what was going on before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, really, all our podcasts are everywhere.
Yeah, they kind of
I'm getting kind of tired, so I don't know. My brain's slowing up, so you gotta give me stuff to talk about.
All right. Here, let me think. We can talk about dreams again. All right, worst nightmare. Oh wait, no, don't get too bad, I guess. But I have a scary nightmare. One time, that felt real. One time, I woke up. Like, I really felt like I woke up. And then, I was like, what the hell? And I opened my eyes or whatever. I just see the alien. Like, imagine, like, one of, like a regular alien. Yeah. But, like, hella small enough to be, just be on my chest. And he just goes, oh!
What the fuck?
And then I just, like, black. And then I woke up in the morning. It was in the middle of the night, though, when that happened.
That's horrifying.
I was scared. I thought aliens were real for a second. I was like...
That's very weird. Yeah, no. I don't think I've ever had anything like that happen to me. Like, one time I thought, but I'm pretty sure it was just an inflatable mattress exploding under me. That sounds horrifying. But it was like eating your life force.
Like a screech or a... Oh!
Yeah.
That mixed with, like...
Yeah, man, maybe.
That shit was creepy. And then I told that to one person one time. It's like, I think that was real. And I was like...
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. That's fucking creepy. I don't know. Maybe it was eating your life force.
Or something. I don't know. That shit was crazy.
My mom used to tell me this bullshit story to scare me to not... So I wouldn't sleep with the fucking dog. But how dogs and cats were these goblins that would eat your life force in your sleep.
That's such a weird thing.
My mom? Yeah, that was a funny lady, I'm telling you. It's like, I think the smarter you are, the more you enjoy lying to kids. I don't know what it is.
Tell you what I've always had a question of.
What?
That white dog.
Cujo? Cujo was the racist.
So we had a white dog.
Ah, son of a bitch.
You remember we had like a little chihuahua white dog? There's a girl. I don't know. At one point, we were just getting strays.
Goon?
No.
Goon's my favorite dog. Cause
I think one time we thought he died.
Yeah. Came back. Yeah, my dog.
I think we threw him in the trash. Came back. Goon was a goon.
Goon was Nick's dog.
I don't know how that nigga died. But at one point, we had a dog, a white one. I was hella cool with it.
Yeah.
Cause I didn't like seven, and it was seven, and that one, and that one.
Oh, okay. I remember the white one now.
And I think your sister might have adopted it, or like was about to, or something. And then it just, like, I don't know if we got rid of it. Maybe she didn't take it. I think she came, seen it, and it was a dirty ass dog. So she was like, maybe not.
Yeah. I feel like that's exactly what happened. That sounds about right. I feel like I heard.
I think
this
even
too.
Gilbert was there.
Yeah. This is back when they're. Yeah.
Like right when I was about to go to college.
Yeah, this sounds familiar. Yeah, I feel like they did that.
Me and that dog were tight.
Wasn't that like, wasn't Seven your sisters and like the white dog like Nick's bitches? I felt like that.
No, that was
there were so many dogs.
The brown one.
Oh, there was other dogs? Okay.
The brown one was named Margarita.
Okay. Yeah, that one I remember.
That
Boone
one was
and Margarita. I remember
me
those.
And Margarita were pretty tight too, but I think that one died. Seven died too. And Goon died.
Yeah. Living here then.
Laika has a good life expectancy for the Let me see.
You're an ass.
What's the date? Oh, it's 2 years.
Yeah,
she turned two.
She's
two days ago. Yeah.
What?
So that's a good life expectancy for dogs in my house.
Yeah, even Zara, huh?
Zara.
Yeah.
That's such a sad.
Man. Hey. Do you know you're treated basically like an almost person
why
here?
Why when Seven got ran over?
Got killed.
It sounded like he was like in some shit. Huh?
Yeah.
When he got
free
ran
Nicky Beds, free goon.
When he got when he got ran over, my auntie just came hella crying, like, they killed 7. Because at one point, it was her dog. Not Caro's.
Yeah.
Wait. I think after 2 weeks, it wasn't Caro's dog. It was just the neighborhood's dog.
Yeah, I think I recall that she just kind of got over it.
Getting cute.
Yeah.
But it died, and then she was hella crying. I was like, that fucking little shit. She fucking was mad at me. Because I didn't like him. Do you remember this? I didn't like 7. Mm. He would try to bite
at me. I don't think I liked that dog either. Wow. Laika really doesn't realize how special she is. She basically gets treated like a person. She eats McDonald's.
Where did I eat the lighter? Leave the lighter. Yeah, Laika has a good... I don't even think they fed Gooner 7 or anything.
It was just like, eat whatever insect you find.
Fend for yourself.
Niggas was out here fucking hitting, running, snatch at on AK.
Yeah, those dogs were funny. But all these dogs are small dogs.
Do they count?
Like a snack for like a Yo, that's wild. She hasn't been around many dogs, huh?
She doesn't like dogs.
I was gonna say she might not be very social. Yeah, so if she ever sees a tiny dog, she'll eat that nigga. Cause females tend to be more jealous.
That's why I lucky want to get another dog.
Yeah.
So they can play, but same time she hates other dogs.
Well, we got dogs.
She doesn't hate them. She wouldn't bark at them if I was there.
Yeah.
But if I wasn't there.
With Brownie, who was the only dog we had like that, it was when we were around them, and she fucked them up otherwise. She would let them suck at her teeth and stuff. She's pregnant. It was gross.
Yeah, because she knows that I'm the pack leader at that point. When we walk.
Who was doing sawing in the middle of the night?
Meth addicts. Hayward.
Yeah, let's get it straight together. Up like someone's sawing right now. At like what, 11:30 at night?
Did I tell you about how I don't know how true this story is, because this guy's a meth addict too. You know, the guy who lived like down the street right here, what's his name? He's kind of annoying, but he said he owned most of this block when he was selling meth. Like, literally owned the houses. He did own Dev's, apparently, before Dev bought it.
Yeah.
But then he went to jail or something.
Gotta meet this guy. I remember a white guy with a mustache, and, you know, he looked like a John guy.
Hyman? That man was...
That man was wild.
Pushing meth.
No, I believe it, bro. I believe it, because, yeah, it looked like a meth house.
He made this whole block just...
Addicted to meth?
Just hot.
Yeah.
Like, the cops would come here every day. Now they don't pass by at all.
That's wild. Because
he moved out.
That's wild, huh? That nigga they would pull was over people super that, hot.
They would pull over people that came out the block.
Us? That one time?
To just wait for him, because most of the time it is just coming from Hyman and the meth.
Meth.
And then he just had hella parked cars and stuff. I think Kev one time he recognized a motorcycle. He was like, oh, some guy said a motorcycle got stolen. Like, just that looks exactly like that. I was like, honestly, it's probably it. You should
tell him.
Yeah, you should tell him. He's like, I think he didn't know him like that or something like that. I don't know, yeah. But I was like, odds are this probably is his.
Before Jaime, there was the Anglican.
Oh, Marty. King Matt. Marty.
No, I never met Marty. I would have remembered that name.
I think now he just grows weed somewhere or something.
I think once you start doing meth, you never really stop. So, he's growing weed somewhere and doing meth.
That's where Riley is. He took Riley.
Oh.
But then he wasn't paying Riley enough, and he went to the next farm down.
That's that little funny.
That's crazy, huh? Yeah. And they pay him, I guess, better.
Damn.
He got poached. Even Riley's doing something. Nick needs to get his shit together.
It's insecurities, bro. It's just basically what it boils down to.
Even Riley, bro. This guy despised jobs. Well, now he really just chills and just...
hangs out in the mountains. Just weed stuff, right? But see, everybody has a calling. Something, you know? Your brothers would have been being a barber. Honestly, if he would have stuck to that, he'd be like those niggas with the Bluetooth... at the fucking barber. Man, you wait fucking 2 hours to fucking finish the lineup because they're on the fucking phone. Cause they got, them niggas be having like 6 baby mamas. Like, but no.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't think being a barber is very hard, though. I think I could do it if I...
No, that's exactly what I'm saying. It's like... your brother is not... the sharpest... or the most useful, or he's just a tool in the shed that your dad bought, and then it's just there, and then he might have used it. You don't know. You don't even know what the fuck it's for. So you give it something easy to do, like be a doorstop now, a random tool. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Hey, I cut up Shaky, bro. Oh, shit. Ooh, gave him designs and everything.
No, like, because... I don't know. It's just as far as being able to know how to work. Because even being a rapper, being an entertainer is knowing
that's
how to work.
That's who we should have on the podcast, and it's probably a good... Who? Well, he hasn't been coming around. Shaky.
Oh,
but then again, point. I don't know how real these stories are. They're just stories from Shaky.
Yeah, he does seem like a kind of person who just kind of makes stuff up.
Nah. Well, he just talks to me about these people. I don't know. I wonder what he tells people like about me.
Man. To cut my hair. He did the design.
Yeah, he used their names like... I'm like, who?
I do that too. I'd be like, oh yeah. It was, people are like, who? I do that too. I like talk about people.
I don't know. Shaky is kind of slow though. Literally.
Fuck.
Houdini's a wood like a champ though.
I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
It's a great thing.
Poor guy.
It's, bro. Every time it gets me, it's hilarious every time. I've seen him do it once, like 100 times in a row. And every time, I laughed harder.
Yeah, no, but I hope this job goes well, man. A lot of talking on phones, a lot of... I don't know. I'm not nervous at all. I think these men are finally doing what they're supposed to do. Which is like... yeah. Like today, yeah. I wasn't nervous at all. It's just a thing we did and got over with and I left. Yes. Generally, slight. I have all kinds of feelings about everything. So, just for context, I have issues. All kinds of issues. Going back to the day I got touched. Well, technically, I didn't get touched. I got nutted on. It was disgusting. Anyway.
You want me to keep that?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah,
I decided that if I can't make weird jokes about the fact that, yeah, I got jizz on, you know. Like, that actually happened. Like, he didn't actually touch me. he just watched bestiality porn and jerked off in front of me. Anyway, don't molest people, guys. It's not cool. There's a lot of people molesting people nowadays.
R. Kelly.
R. Kelly. Just like, fucking, do you hear Matt Groening, you know, the guy from The Simpsons? He apparently is getting accused of getting like a sensual massage from one of Jeffrey Epstein's underage prostitutes. Everybody does pedophilia. What the fuck is up with that? Yeah. Also, fuck Dave Chappelle. Like, I've thought about it a lot. It pissed me off. Like, one thing, like, his personal issues with, like, you can like somebody and then acknowledge that they're garbage.
No, but that's
okay. I don't know, man. I feel like his whole rant on the way he felt about them guys is really because it's just like he just didn't want to admit that. Like, I don't know, bro. Garbage. Fuck him. And I used to look up to that guy, bro, but like, I don't know. The transgender stuff, that's not my place to comment on, but I comment on this. And specifically, I can make jokes about it, not you, nigga.
Yeah, I thought the LGB, whatever.
Yeah. Oh, that was just disrespectful. Because he basically said that everybody likes lesbians because they're hot. That's essentially what he implied. And that nobody likes bisexuals because... And where does that come from? Like, where does his logic come from? Like... anyway. I don't know, man. He sounded too all right for me. Honestly, I feel like Dave Chappelle spends a lot of time on 4chan.
He's just an old black guy.
Hey, you know who used to spend a lot of time on 4chan? Nick Brown.
Nick Brown's an old black guy at heart.
I feel like when Dave Chappelle ran away to South Africa after saying no $50 million from Comedy Central like a super smart guy. Stupidest thing in the world. Anyway, he was out there, and you know, they had like 3 websites in South Africa. One of them was 4chan. Okay. I think.
What is 4chan? Explain.
What exactly is 4chan?
Yeah.
Well, nowadays it's 8chan. Like, because 4chan. Okay. So, back when the.
I have no idea what that is.
In the. I don't even know what to call it, because the internet's been around since the 90s, but I feel like the version of the internet we know really started coming about, I want to say, like, 2006. I feel like after YouTube and MySpace, like, that sort of time is when the internet changed. Like, it wasn't just a thing that you had to sort of do stuff sometimes. I don't know how to explain it, but 4chan was like a discussion board, like one of the many that exist on the internet.
Just like a chat that people.
It's like it's a message, but it's. I don't know how to explain it because I don't. Is it do like, this kind of?
Is it like Reddit?
Okay, so we'll get to that. Essentially, it's a message board, and you can post whatever you want. There is no limit. There is no censorship. The guy who started 4chan, that's his whole thing. He believes in the freedom of speech 1,100%. Especially on the internet. Because the internet is a land created by peoples, for the peoples, by the peoples, all that junk. So
now it's just pedophiles on there?
No. So essentially, you're allowed to say, post, whatever the fuck you want. And since like 2006, or the first time I ever went on there, Jake was like, you guys ever been on 4chan? I'm like, the fuck is that? It's like, I can't explain it to you. But a lot of memes... Like, what we know as, like, internet memes, originated in 4chan.
I thought it was from Mexico.
I think it's hella funny.
That's a story for another day.
Reddit, the way Reddit is set up, because that's kind of what 4chan looks like, except instead of a funny comment or a link to something that might be a little sexual, you'll see, like, okay, let me tell you the first time we went on Jake's, like, let's go on it. Opens it, scrolls down. Oh, yeah. Funny picture of some aliens. Some booties. Weird racist stuff. You know, again, this is the antithesis of Xbox Live. You heard the N-word like every... Like,
you knew that there were races on the internet if you played Xbox Live. So we didn't come over it, but kind of normal. And then the images started coming out. A lady with a crucifix, like a Jesus thing, she had been impaled in her skull. So I saw some lady who had been murdered using Jesus.
I hate those words.
At 14. That shit really fucked me up.
I like stuff like Dodo, where they make squirrels and dogs best friends.
And then he kept scrolling. And I was like, what the fuck was that? Like, I wasn't even done really, like... It took me, like, a couple days to really... I don't know, man. It was just like... I grew up around little gangsta beans, bro. Like, the worst shit niggas did was, like, have guns, smoke weed. They weren't showing me pictures of, like, murder victims. And then... I see a little girl... yeah, just a child. I'm like, what the fuck are you showing me, bro?
Sick.
And that image...
I was like 14, and I was like, I'm never going on 4chan ever again. And then, essentially, yeah, it's a place. And I've also heard that basically the way I think about it is, because there was art stuff, and there was discussion stuff, and there was the weird stuff, and it eventually became all the weird stuff. So it kind of that's when it kind of split up. So there's the blogs, and it's like. Reddit is 4chan with a condom on, and then Tumblr, it's RC4chan. That's essentially what happened, because...
You see why Tumblr did bad? Is because they stopped allowing pornography mm-hmm. on there.
Yeah. There were so many porn... This is the reason I got into it. It was just like skateboarding stuff, cool art stuff, new rap song, lesbians... Booties.
Yeah. One time, these girls in my school were really into Tumblr.
I got hella bitches off Tumblr. Shout out Tumblr shotties, circa 2012. You know who you are.
They're just looking at pictures of, like, I don't know, just some photographer look. I was like, what's this lame ass Tumblr? And then they keep on scrolling and some titties. I'm like, what's Tumblr?
Yeah, dude, it was.
But great. I never had a Tumblr.
Tumblr was the only dope social media to have in the early 2010s. Bro, I was low-key, high-key famous on Tumblr. Really. Being Tumblr famous is such a useless thing. The View from Mars.
The View from Mars.
Mars has been a thing in my life for the longest time. It's a thing. It's very complicated. That's not complicated. I'm annoying.
You want me to send you that Mars street sign? I think I still got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's one of the first things I saved. On Snapchat when they had memories.
Oh, yep. Yeah, actually, I want that.
Look, let me see if I... Oh, we're using my phone right now for Anchor. Shout out.
Yeah,
okay.
Anchor.
Anyway, I forgot what the fuck I was saying. I'm fucking tired and high.
About the websites? Tumblr? That you're famous?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had 20,000 followers. And I posted a lot of dumb shit. But most of it were, like, pictures that weren't my own. But it was my writing.
Did he delete it?
People left.
Yeah,
cause it got basically when I was in Mexico, when I moved out there. Yeah, I wasn't doing much, bro, besides Tumblr and reading. I was reading like book by Dalai Lama, Nietzsche, and all this other weird shit. But the Tumblr was making me more depressed, cause there's nothing more depressing. And emo kids talking to each other who don't know each other besides on the internet. And
didn't Tumblr have a meth thing?
And then also I discovered meth Tumblr and pedophilia Tumblr. And I have a lot of moral objections to a lot of stuff like that. But I stuck to mainly the streetwear, hip-hop, and art stuff.
White Daniel? That guy is like one of those guys is like pro. Like, I don't know how to explain it. He's like...
He says meth is like
he's into the meth.
I forget what they call it. They have a word for it to like.
You know, people do meth. They feel disgusting after. He does meth and it's like, I don't know.
He's the blog that.
If there was a meth hangover cure, he probably knew it. You know, something like that, or like. He said, I don't know.
He did would he say things like Proud Tweaker and...
Oh, let me tell you the story.
Tweaker and Proud, because that's... I read that once on
Tumblr. Yeah, those... He probably was the creator of that, but... one story he told me, I was like, you're fucking... He was like... one time I was at a party, and some meth dealer came to me and my friends, tried to sell us some pink meth, and he was like, yeah, this is some top shit. And then I guess he pulled him on the side. He was like, bro, I know what pink meth is. He's like, you didn't cook it right. And then he's like, oh, yeah, you know meth, bro. And then I guess he gave him some so he wouldn't say something or something like that. And then he was like, yeah, I know meth. I was like,
Get the fuck away from me.
Weird flex, brother.
Okay. What the fuck? Yeah. Yeah, no.
It was pink meth or something. Some other color meth. He's like, yeah, it wasn't cooked right.
But I still smoked because it was free. Yeah, I don't know, man.
He definitely smoked it. He said, it's cool, brother. He told the guy, he was like, it's cool, you know, or something like that. I don't really remember the story. It was a long time when he told me this. I don't even know how true this story is. You can't trust these guys.
All I know about a meth, bro, cocaine just sits on your neurons. Meth changes how they work. I'm not into that. And then, like, alcohol causes permanent brain damage. I like to remind people of that.
Thank you, Mario. While I'm drinking a little something.
Yeah. Well, you're not binge drinking. You're not an alcoholic. It's like, how do I explain it? You know how Pistol cannot drink, like, 6 beers a day? Plus whatever fifth he sipped on that. My mom doesn't believe me that he's sipping on, like, a little fifth on top of the beers.
My uncle doesn't drink water. He said ever since he got a job and started making enough money, he said that water's for poor people. So he never had to drink it.
Because... Yeah.
So he gets most of his water from beer. What I try to explain to him is mostly water. He's like, no, but it's been through a process. He's like, that's...
Yo, our family be having some wild ideas, bro.
I feel like these are ideas they have in Mexico.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my favorites, Mexican medicine is better than American medicine. I love that one.
Andy's dad, I mean not dad, grandfather only drinks Coca-Cola. That's it. He doesn't drink water or nothing. He just drinks Coke.
Back in my heavy binge Coke, not Coke, cocaine, as in Coca-Cola, I would go through like 2 24-packs packs a week. Yeah, there were days when I felt gross. Like, I don't know how these people do it. Because I would still drink water back then. But, no, now I drink water. Like, I drink hella water. Yeah, thank God for water. Thank God for skateboarding.
My mom be locking up the sodas.
My dad used to do that shit, too. And I'm like, nigga, why the fuck do you buy them? And then I got a job and started buying them. I'm like, these are mine. Don't touch them. To this day, he does that. He hides them. And then when it's, like, dinner time, he can't get a soda. And he'll fucking go in the garage. And I don't know, like, where were the... Like, he changes the spot, too. He like, hides them around the...
He goes in the laundromat, like...
Bro. Yeah, like...
He pulls it out of the dryer with some blankets on it. He's like, hey, you want some soda? Fresh.
Bro, honestly, I feel like these are, like, real, like, bite-sized ideas. Like, all this silly stuff sometimes. Like, when they thought I got possessed... Again, because I'm
bipolar. Telling the story about how memes came to be.
How?
Memes is memes in Spanish.
So in 2017, I spent a while in Mexico, just kind of living out there, not really doing much. Like, I like to think of it as like a gestation period. It's like a lot of people go through depression, kind of go through these peaks and valleys.
You're on vacation, kind of. No?
It kinda, but it see, vacations are
where fun. Were you going over there? Because you were talking like you were going to stay over there.
I intended on staying because I was just like mad at like America. And then like, you remember the whole thing we were talking about earlier about how I get upset about when niggas like your brother were born here and have all kinds of fucking opportunities to have to prove myself because I had to lick somebody. Anyway, it's the same thing. It was just like, this is my fucking country. I'll go back. I have dual citizenship. I can work. I can open a bank account over there. That's all I need. And I went back. You know, that's actually why Nicky Banz can't stay in Mexico. That nigga doesn't have dual citizenship.
For real?
So he can't actually make legal checks in Mexico. He has to get paid in cash.
Sucks.
He's an illegal immigrant out there. It's really funny, yeah. My mom told me that that's one of the reasons
you
that...
You think he could get it faster, like, than the U.S.? Because I feel like there's not...
Oh, no, no. Getting dual citizenship is hella easy. You just have to apply. But, like, you and your siblings, y'all can get it. You have to apply. I get it automatically because I was born over there, and I obviously became one. Even though when you become one, when you become a citizen of the U.S., in the credo thingy, you say you renounce your original country.
He renounces. That's for when we get into the CIA.
For the CIA, I renounce. Oh, I renounce.
That's what you already knew.
I renounce. I go fuck it up. I go fuck up my. Can I, like, lead operations in Mexico? That'd be great, dude. Oh, man. That would make... I'd make Reagan proud. I'd go Republican if they gave me the option to, like... You know, CIA. You just gotta be red. Okay. Down. Because, like, if I'm gonna sell out, I'm gonna sell out 100%.
Oh, wait, did he tell a story about the Memes?
Oh, okay, sorry. I went on a tangent, guys. I'm loaded now. So, I was out in Mexico, and this nigga... I was out with my cousin. He was fucking blasted. He out here giving me, like, life lessons. And then, he kept bringing up, like, memes. But, like, y'all know, everybody... basically, every developing country in the world is into WhatsApp. Y'all know somebody who is, like, really into WhatsApp, who is not, like, American. In Mexico, WhatsApp is a shit. It's basically like Snapchat, I guess. That's how it works, because they send each other weird videos, and, like, my cousin from
Guadalajara
sends my dad weird porn all the time. I thought it was just texting. Nah, it's a lot of shit. What the fuck? Anyway.
There was a texting one. Was the other texting one?
No, it is like texting, but you could do so much more on
it. I swear.
Anyway, because there's memes on it. This is how I know. They make the memes on there. And so he tells me, he's like, oh, do you have WhatsApp? I'm like, no, I have Snapchat and, like, Instagram. He's like, oh, I don't like Instagram. And then I was like, oh, yeah.
You like Instagram?
Yeah. He's like, I have Facebook. I'm like, I don't know.
I never had Instagram. Well, I did have for a short period.
It's cool for... I don't know. It's cool. It has its purposes. But after a while, you realize it's just a giant billboard. And again, someone with a lot of moral objections to a lot of shit like I do have, eventually you realize that they're just using you to sell you stuff and then you get mad. But if you don't care, it's really entertaining. Essentially, this nigga tells me, like, hey, have you ever heard of WhatsApp? Do you have one? No. He's like, oh, it's because I wanted to send you this meme. But he said it in Spanish, and I guess the word in Spanish is meme. Which, yeah, M-E-M-E, same fucking word, right? Meme. Long story short, this guy says to me, do you know what memes are? I was like, yeah, I know what memes are. Oh, do you guys have them? I was like, what do you mean? In the States, do you guys have memes? I'm like, yeah. Like, yeah, we have memes. He's like, but your guys' sense of humor is, like, way different than ours. I'm like, yeah, our memes are different. Like, they're essentially the same thing. Like, a picture and, like, some weird caption. Something, just a trope, like, essentially. Just something you see a lot. And then he was like, but ours are, like, weird. And then he's like, oh, did you know they were invented in Mexico? And I was like... Yeah, like, I didn't know what to say. I was like, oh, really? And then, yeah, he just told me, like, yeah, like, because they were invented on WhatsApp in Mexico. And he proceeded to tell me how, like, he thought, like, our parents or people like us, Mexicans who live in the United States, are idiots because we can't figure out how to make it in Mexico. But my whole argument against that is just, like, I don't know, in a country that the United States, as well as, like, my fellow countrymen, have just kind of let it to shit. what other options do people have? Like, my parents both worked for a drug cartel in the 80s. I'm sure our uncles did too, because they're musicians. This is what I'm saying. It's like, those were the only ways to make money. Like, work for the illegal guys, or come over here. So, like, that's that. Fuck you if you don't agree with it. You try living fucking 10 cents a day.
I tried to describe to my dad what memes were. Yeah. He was like, what are you talking about? And then he was like, oh, you mean memes.
Yeah.
I was like...
You were like, yeah, they were meant to in Mexico. What's that? But then I, like, you know, being the fucking nerd that I am, I actually explained to him that memes have been the thing since the beginning of man. Because what a meme actually is, it's just something that appears in our culture or our pop culture. And then I explained to him, like, do you know what pop culture is? Then he was like, no. I'm like, see? I'm like, there's the problem. Like, if you can't say you invented something, you don't even understand where it comes from.
You told them all?
Yeah, I was like, if you don't...
Oh, man, he must have been mad.
And I think that's why the thing he said about, like, our parents being idiots because we didn't know how to make it in Mexico. But see, you've seen our cousins in Mexico, bro. Their complexion is very light, and they're all green or blue-eyed. Just like anywhere else in the world, the lightest people get the best treatment. Their dad is an engineer for Teléfonos de Mexico. That is the biggest company in Mexico. Then that nigga, he also owns like 3 or 4 strip clubs.
He's balling.
That guy's balling. Yeah. I don't know. Well, you know when the one thing I've always liked about America, and I think I used to take for granted, but now that I'm like trying to ingratiate myself more here, I think I'm trying to assimilate. I don't know what the fuck this is. It's very different. Like, I used to not like it here. Now I do. But I think it's because of this, because I can say and do whatever the fuck I want, and I don't need my mom and my daddy. Like, yeah, like, them niggas, they're like 30, bro, and married, and have kids, and live with their mom and dad. Like, I thank the Lord that I am not like that.
There's a reason Jose came over here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that nigga got 5, 4 kids, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Get out of here. Yeah, but... I ran away to Mexico, and like I really had accepted, like, I'm gonna work, and like I'm gonna fucking make like $300 a month or some shit like that. But fuck it, you know. Like, I was just like,
look at this fucking mic I got.
Why'd you slobber on the fucking work pants?
Hey.
But nah, bro, I was out there, and, like, you know really what made me come back? It wasn't the money. It was the no dabs, bro. The weed was garbage. Oh, my God. Whole time I was over there, all I could think about was dabbing.
Did they try to show you some fire or no?
Did I ever get my hands on some good weed?
All right, compared to the fire over here.
Okay, so when I finally got, like... La Medica is what my cousin called it. So, oh yeah. So me and you have a cousin that works for one of the cartels. He doesn't want to tell me which one, but like, he's a cartel nigga. Like, one of our cousins, and he also thinks he makes rain. Yeah, these cartel guys are crazy.
Hey.
Bro, where are you laughing? But what if this thing is really like a fucking like engineering genius? Like, I'm out here laughing
because they do it. You said right.
Yeah, but again, the machine that Dubai uses, it's like 3-5 story, but it's like massive. But again, like, maybe he's a genius and I'm just out here hating because I'm out here like, oh, I can't finish my master's thesis, I'm so smart. And this is actually smart. But then again, how many people can actually make rain using, and I quote, copper and quartz and water with salt in it? And then he puts it in a barrel and then he goes, he like shakes it like a cauldron and then it rains. See, explain this process to me. You didn't tell me. So yeah, we do a bunch of stuff with like a bunch of science. I didn't understand. There was no science whatsoever. So again, could be, could not be. But let's get back to it. So it was his brother's wedding, and I was really bored because, like, you know, I'm not a family guy, especially. And I was like, I'm not gonna drink Because the last time... The reason my first time when I ran away wasn't, like, cool is because of that, bro. They kept making me fucking chug alcohol. Like, I was never fucking sober. It was not fun. Like, I guess some people like benders. A bender for me involves a lot of marijuana. Like, some Hennessy. Like, sprinkled in there.
Did he get your hands on some Hennessy out there?
Hennessy was like 5,000 pesos, bro.
How much is that?
That's from Francia, huh? 5,000 pesos, like, $300?
$300?
Yeah, because it comes from France.
What the
fuck? Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Being American is fucking sick, bro. Because we get a lot of shit really cheap because people just want to get into the market over here. Places like Mexico, like, it's a luxury. Anyway, yeah. Like,
yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. No, I did not drink no dark over there. Until I went to Cancun. Cancun's the only place I've had Hennessy, and like a lot of Hennessy. And that's because we were at a resort, and you know how that shit goes. But, it was cheap ass tequila. Like, cheap tequila. Probably what I guarantee you had that weird chemical that I'm telling you is making people sick that go to vacation Costa Rica. Because I felt weird. Like, I was in a weird headspace. Fast forward to La Medical with Nick Brown. So I took my homie from the Dro out to Guanatos.
Dro San Leandro.
Yeah, that's what the cool guys like me call it, cause you know we in the streets. Free fee, free D. Anyway, so I took Nick Brown out there, and then so we were sitting in this really shitty wedding that happened in a driveway. Yeah, it was in a driveway, so I was really bored and, like, pissed off. Like, you know, I was in my moods, because I'm bipolar. I was all pissy. And I seen this fucking cartel-ass nigga show up hella late to his own brother's wedding, smelling like weed. And I immediately was like, weed? And nigga's like, smells like weed. I'm like, I know, it's him. It's like, why? I'm like, that guy, he does stuff with drugs, so he has weed. And basically, the only reason he joined the cartel is because he was like, fuck you, dad, I'm going to smoke weed. And the only way you can smoke weed in Mexico is if you become a criminal ass nigga. Like, that's the only way it's acceptable if you're just out here smoking J's in the street. Like, you really got to be a criminal or, like, just a lowlife to really do weed out there. This is why when I got out there and their mom told them, like, I was a weed head, like, they thought I was out here smoking crystal and shit. And I didn't tell them no because, you know. Yeah, you assume I'm gonna let you make an ass of you and me and all that shit. So, yeah, this is really why because he loves weed. He doesn't do anything else. He doesn't drink. He's a pothead, like a purebred pothead who shoots niggas for a living. So he takes us to his garage, starts showing us all his fancy drug money toys. Like, oh, check out this $20,000 peso drone I have. And he showed us a sick drone. And then he showed us his jet ski. And he showed us this and that. But, you know, he pulled out a couple of J's that he had. And we were smoking them. He was showing us his toys. He's like, y'all want to see La Medical? And I'm like, oh, you have more weed? I'm like, can I buy some off you, bro? And he was like, no, but I'll roll you some joints. He rolled us like 10 joints. Like, he just gave us 10 joints to have. Which was cool, you know? Of La Medical. America had hella seats.
Yeah,
nigga, I had the. We had a grinder, like he gave us each a grinder and a roller. This over there's where I learned how to use weed growler, cause he was not fucking with my bars. No one fucks with my bars. Yeah. Everybody hates how I roll weed. He was really mad. I rolled that first joint. He was like, "¿Qué chingados es esto?" And then he was like, "No, that man." And he was hella mad. Anyway, but there was a whole process, like. So, yeah, me and Nick Ryan were crumbling herb, you know, grinding that shit down. There were so many seeds, he really had like a lupa, like a microscope and a tweezers to remove the seeds. So we had to do this, and then we start rolling the J's. By the end, bro, like, weed over here leaves your fingers resiny. My fingers are black. It never.
And that was the medical?
Yeah, that was, like, the top shelf. They're like... This is the shit that I smoke for me, nigga. Like, he told me. He's like, this is my stuff. This the shit I sell? It's my stuff. I'm like, can I buy either? And for some reason, he refused. I think he thought I was going to tell or something, but, like, I don't know. And he also... But then again, a few days later, he offered me heroin. It was weird. And anyway, so we smoked this dro. And, you know, like, we stank more than we were like high. Oh, we showed up to the rehearsal dinner hella late with this nigga fucking bloated. And I still had hella weed on me, like, because he gave me a bunch of joints. And we went outside. Me and Nick went outside and smoked another one. People were looking at us pretty dirty. And my hands were black because of... But it was cool. He got mad at us, though, because he said we weren't holding it in long enough. He said that we were smoking them like cigarettes. But then I tried to explain to him. And then Nick just said, stop. Because I was going to explain to him how weed over here is like anywhere between 24% to 30% THC, and over there is maybe, if they're lucky, 12%. And Nick's like, why? You just hold it in a little. Just appease him until he goes away. It's like, why are you going to try to argue with this guy? just do it. Just a little bit. He's like, yeah. I was like, okay. This is the first time Nick made any sort of sense to me. I was like, okay. So we finished his joint with him. And then, you know, we just went on one about a way. But, so, straight up, I guess, in Mexico, like, weed is totally part of the underground still. Yo, that's dope. But the underground in Mexico is weird. Because, okay, our cartel nigga cousin, that nigga was hooking me up with weed. We smoked all those J's because it was some weak weed. We only had 10. We were at the beach. Like, so we smoked them hella quick. One of David's friends was there for the wedding, because after their actual wedding ceremony, we went to the beach. The wedding ceremony happened in the garage. The party was a 5-day party. That shit was popping.
5-day party?
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
A lot of cocaine, a lot of meth, and I'm telling you, they offered me heroin because they thought I was, like, down like your brother was, which is, like, I'm not in the mood to explain people the semantics of why people get into hard drugs and why I don't. Anyway, long story short, this other guy had dro, and he gave us some joints too, and we're like, oh, dope, bro. We thought he was just being the homie. No, it's because he wanted to fuck Nick. The expectation was that he was gonna sleep with one of us at the end of that night, where the three of us were like, because we were partying with this dude. Because, you know, I just thought he was just one of them. He was there with his wife and kid. So I didn't think he was like I'm going to fuck you because you smoked my weed. So the underground in Mexico is strange.
Yeah.
It's not like it is over here where, you know, you just meet DNP out here in these streets.
All right. We're coming up to an hour.
Yeah.
For the second half.
Wow. 2-hour podcast?
No, hour and a half.
Hour and a half? I think this is one of the longer ones, right?
Yeah.
I'm proud of
I think an hour and a half is pretty good. 30 minutes, then a little commercial.
Yeah. But I just want to put this out there.
We need to get a camera, though.
We do need to get a camera.
Hey, somebody donate a camera.
Yeah. Oh, somebody donate a GX, bro. I need me one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I can shoot Tree 6 skateboarding.
Sick ass skateboarding. I just tray flipped El Toro.
Yeah.
The hill now. Or the...
Yeah, it's like a cage thing.
I'll lead over that shit.
I was going to say Hygen Houston. Najee Houston the other day took it off and tried it again.
Did he?
Yeah, he like hit his face.
Oh, he tried it again after that video? I seen the video on his...
Yeah, you're talking channel. About when they put the yellow barrier
thing.
No, thingy.
But now... You seen it? It's not a stairs no more?
Oh, they changed it?
It's
I haven't seen it since...
They what made it, what is it just now? Like a hill. Like a little...
Gay.
Flat thing.
Gay.
And sorry. They still have the barrier, but...
Hey, that was homophobic, but not as homophobic as Dave Chappelle. Fuck Dave Chappelle.
All right. So, we're going to have to end it soon. Do you got any more words? Fuck Dave Chappelle.
Fuck Dave Chappelle. Free DNP, and I hope DNP are getting all the D that they want in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. They deserve it.
All right. See you guys.